Hello. Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions. How are you today?
Hi, where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. We are just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about attitudes and opinions. How's your day going so far?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing just great, and I'm sorry to ask this. Just for quality purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. Okay, and may I please know what is the year of your birth?
I'm not going to tell you that. If you have other questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Yeah, don't worry. We can move on to the next question, and I understand that. Thank you. Are
Okay,
you
thank
registered to vote? Thank you. Are
Yes,
you
I am.
registered to vote? Okay. Yes, you
Yes.
are? Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Okay, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, may I please know what is your race? Are you white, Black, African American, Asian?
White.
Thank you. Alrighty. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future. Do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
What about the future of the country?
Mixed feelings about that.
Okay, so which one would you lean to more, positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. And just for you to know, there is no right or wrong question. This is just based on your perception, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And how do you feel about the future of the planet?
Negative.
Okay. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter most to their community. What score would you give to this, or how much power do you think women or young women have from 0 to 10? 0, no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
I'll say two.
2? Okay, thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the United States today? So I will give you a list. You're able to choose 3. Immigration,
Okay.
student loans, healthcare, racism and discrimination, gun violence, national security, climate change, mental health, crime, education, economy and cost of living, abortion access.
I'm going to say abortion access, and I think there was a student loans in there, right?
Yes, student loans. We're missing one.
Okay. Gun violence.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Prioritize most. Again, I'll give you a list, and you're able to choose 3. Your education, improving or maintaining mental health, economy, security, and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnership or friendship, work-life balance, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members.
I'll say the career one and the relationship one and work-life balance.
Very good. Moving on. Which of the following traits are most important to your your identity. Again, I'll give you a list. You can choose three. Being a member of your racial ethnic group, being American, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your personality, your spiritual or religious beliefs, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your profession, or being young.
I'll say my profession, my personality, and being a woman.
Okay. Okay. Your personality, and also you say your profession, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: pride, hope, anger and frustration, exhaustion, disappointment or sadness, happiness, dread. What are the emotions you experience?
I think disappointment was on there.
Mm-hmm. Disappointment,
right?
Or sadness.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the frustration. One, anger, frustration.
Anger, frustration. Okay, thank you. I respect that. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I have three statements. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system would likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. So which of these statements do you agree more?
Okay, the second one?
The statement B, okay. Mm-hmm. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. So I'll give you the list. You can choose three. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Division and gridlock between political parties. Corporate money has too much influence. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power. Systemic racism, or none of the above.
How many did you say I could pick?
You can pick three.
Okay. I'll do the too many old white men in power. Mm-hmm. Corporate money and systemic racism.
Thank you. Perfect. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? So I'll give you the names and you will just tell me how much you trust that name or organization. Your city government. How much do you trust your city government?
A little.
Okay. What about the Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
A lot.
Thank you. President Biden?
A little.
Congress?
Not at all.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, or coalitions?
A lot.
Thank you. Your state government?
A little.
Perfect. Thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, it indicates how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. So the first one I got is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Is this very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
So, sorry, does that motivate me to enact change, like, against that ruling? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But basically, you will just need to indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation.
Okay, I'll say the highest level of motivating.
Very motivating, okay?
In
2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Very motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Very motivating.
I appreciate it. How likely are you to participate in the following? Voting in elections? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to participate on that?
Very, very likely.
Okay. Contacting or attending an event where with your elected representative?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Volunteering for advocacy organizations?
Somewhat likely.
Signing a petition?
Very likely.
Attending a protest?
What were the options again of likely?
Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely.
Okay, I'll say somewhat likely.
Okay. Boycotting a company?
Could you repeat that? Sorry.
Yes, boycotting a company. And I'm sorry if
very likely, we'll say.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or social media?
Very likely.
I appreciate it. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may have not voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. So I'll give you a list. Again, you can pick three. You didn't know how or where to vote or register. Inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling or ballot drop off location. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would count properly. Your mail in ballot didn't arrive in time. The candidates didn't represent your values. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know enough about candidates. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
None of the above because I always vote.
Thank you. For each of the following, please rate whether the information represents presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. That will give you some statements, and please tell me if you will, like how engagement or how much engagement you feel towards that. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package would replace dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensure internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Sorry, so based on that policy, if I would engage more or less in politics?
The question says, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less with the political system in the United States.
I'll say a little more.
Engage a little more. Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAFE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy well-being of young people so we can all thrive.
A lot more.
Engage a lot more. We have seen hardworking people rise up union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that we young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive.
A lot more.
I appreciate it. We're almost done. What are the media sources that you can check most for new content? You may choose two: YouTube, Twitter, local TV news station, news or international articles online, Facebook, international news outlets, Instagram, podcasts, TikTok, national TV news stations.
I'll say national TV news stations and the news/articles online, that one.
News or informational articles online. Thank you.
Yes.
Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two: hobbies such as tips or hacks, business, finance, music, health, beauty or self-care, government politics, news, current events, shows, movies, science, technology, humor, memes, sports.
I get two, is that what you said?
Yes, you can pick two.
Okay. I'll say government and politics and news.
Okay. News, current events, okay?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah,
okay, thank you. What is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a college degree, undergraduate.
Thank you. Okay. You say you have some college or you have completed college?
I have completed college.
Okay. Let me just make sure I have associate degree, bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual or straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
With a partner.
Unmarried, living with a partner?
No, sorry, I'm sorry. I guess single.
Single, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
I guess I would say strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Are you a full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled? Full-time. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'll say 40,000.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect. And these are all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out and for all the patience you had with me.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.